Right, let's look at Smacking Now. In a report sent to the United Nations, the commissioners are talking about smacking and whether it should be banned or not. Parents should be completely banned from smacking. For example, Britain's children's commissioners have insisted. This report that was sent to the United Nations, the commissioners who represent England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland say the government should immediately prohibit all corporal punishment in the family. Lada Sharma is with us this morning, as is the writer Emma Wolfe. Morning, Lada. Morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think, Lada?
I understand and support what the UN are trying to achieve and what the children's commissioners in the four regions are trying to achieve, and I think that is something that we need to move towards. But this idea that we have a blanket ban and we end up, you know, it's a bit like, you know, we're tarring everybody with the same brush and making people feel who are genuinely good, loving parents and making them feel that they're exactly the same as the people who beat the living daylights out of their children or are abusive to their children, that's where I get uncomfortable and feel that we're not ready for that just yet. We need to bring people with us.
Emma?
I think once you start hitting children, you've basically lost the argument. There's a reason why children misbehave. There's a reason for challenging behaviour. And smacking solves absolutely nothing. You know, we need to instill positive, constructive, non-violent behaviour in children.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with the principle of what you're saying. My problem is that when you equate someone who smacks their little one for running out onto the road as the same as someone who kicks and humiliates their child, that to me is an unfair comparison, and that's where do we then arrest the same person who does that to the little one who happened to run out onto the street? You know, it's a very, very terrifying thing when you have a child and you see that child that you love running out onto the road, for example. I mean, I know these are very small issues.
I agree, but I don't think it's the solution. I wouldn't equate desperate, you know, severe child abuse with tapping your child on the backside. But the fact is, we're modelling our behaviour. Children learn by example. And if we start showing them that violence or any kind of physical violence, I know it's minor, but once we start showing them that, that's what they learn.
Yeah, and again, that is, you're probably right in the long term, but to get people to move with you, to get you to that place where society in general agrees with what the UN and what the four commissioners are trying to do, we have to take a more measured approach as to how we do this so that we win over people. I mean, if you look at the parents of yesterday and the older generation, we're not necessarily better parents than them, but we have adapted different ways to discipline our children through better understanding, through education, and just that, you know, once you know better, you do better kind of philosophy. But we need...
Yeah, I don't think it's that effective, though. I don't think, you know, even giving a child a light slap, I don't even think it's that effective. I think there are ways of shocking a child, you know, like if they run out into the road, really being strict with them, that doesn't involve physical violence. And the problem is we've seen too many cases of really shocking child abuse. We just need to because it's such a blurred boundary, I think we need to draw a clear line.
And this is where I don't think we're ready to have that clear line pushed yet. I think there was something that said that the government, I mean, under the England and law laws, they say that the legal defence is
If it doesn't leave a mark.
Yeah, it's reasonable punishment, they call it here.
Yeah.
And I think we are moving in the right direction and we should continue to do that. What I also think is really, you know, unfair for UK and sort of our society here is that we're always the ones who are expected to, you know, step up to the mark, conform immediately, because you're dealing with a generally good society who do want to do the right thing. And we're an easy target to try and say, let's impose a law on these people because, you know what, they are more ready to take it on the chin.
Well, it's exciting. It's exciting to be in the vanguard of new legislation.
Yes, you know, I mean, well, you can look at it that way, or you can look at it, well, you know what, I do want to change and I do want to make things better, but I'm not prepared to have people who are innocently, you know, chastising their child because of whatever circumstances they might be in, be that postnatal depression, be that running out onto the road, be that going near a fire. We have to be reasonable, and I think we will get there, but by banning it at such a, you know, drawing this red line that we hear a lot about in politics, I don't think it's a good idea just yet.
I think we need to be really clear about this. And I also think that emotional abuse needs to be looked at far more clearly, because that can cause just as much damage, you know, abusing a child emotionally.
Absolutely. So, you know. And again, those are things that are very difficult to...
They are. They're very blurred boundaries. I completely agree. But the problem is...
You know, we used to joke, you know, as children, you would joke and say, you know, well, you know, emotional blackmail, you know, your mummy would say this to you, your daddy would say that to you, and you'd go... But, you know, you grow up, and if you generally have a good upbringing, you can assess and go, you know, I get where they're coming from, I understand. Once I became a parent, I completely understood the fear that my mother had when having children. And she was, you know, extremely protective of her kids, to the point sometimes where you'd have to go, Mum, seriously, I can do this myself, you know. So
let's see what we're saying at home this morning. Margaret in Belfast first. Hello, Margaret.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, without anybody interrupting me, I understand what the lady's saying there a minute ago, not now, but I mean, I'm over 60 now at the minute, and I mean, I'm not saying them all, but the biggest majority of kids now are totally out of control because there's no discipline in them whatsoever. Now, see, in my time, you'd only got to mention the belt and the slipper, which we got. We're still here to this day. It didn't do us any harm. It brought us up to respect our parents, and I'm glad that I'm up in this. Well, not this generation, my generation, because, as I say, like, I mean, belt and slipper, if we went out of control, which we didn't, we were warned before we went out to visit aunts or uncles. Now, I'm telling you now, if you any way get out of control here, you're barred, you aren't getting out, you won't come up to see your aunties, your uncles, your granny, your granddad, and that. And it brought us up to respect our parents.
Yeah, but you don't support violence against children, Margaret.
There is people that does violence, I understand that. But, I mean, I'm talking about the kids nowadays. It is babies that's having babies. And, I mean, you can't snip your child without harming them. And that's what they're lost for, Stephen, because there is young kids now.
Let's see if Miriam Banger agrees with you. Go on, Miriam.
Yes, I'm ringing up because I consider this latest thrust as a dangerous interference in family life, because those who push for criminalising parents that smack will very happily see the family brought before the courts.
Yeah.
They'll see the authority of the parent diminished. They will see the family and the child, by the way, they claim they have the best interest of the child at heart, but they're very prepared to see the child's parents criminalised, the social services brought in to interfere further in the child's life. The other thing I want to say is this. Instead of these professionals lecturing parents on how best to raise their own children, it should be the other way round. They should be taking lessons from parents on how to raise children. And if some of these who are campaigning want to avoid smacking, they're perfectly free to do so with their own children. But they should not be bringing in any sort of further legislation to interfere in family life.
Lada?
And also, I want to say one other thing. There's all this talk.
Let her speak to you. Go on, Lada.
But
certainly.
I must say that these...
Hold on, Mary. Go on, Lada.
No, I actually, this is exactly why I feel that this, you know, this ban that the UN want to impose on the UK is wrong to do it at this time. I mean, this is exactly why people are worried. They're worried about innocents getting involved and getting caught in the trawler and having social services on their backs, having the police on their backs. And this is exactly why we have to do it properly. We have to do it where we have a reasonable, measured approach as to how we tackle issues like this. And we also have to look at that violence should not be the same as a smack. We need to separate it.
Once we start talking about whether or not it leaves a mark, whether you use a belt or a cane on a child, this is just.
If I may I
21st
come in?
Century.
May I come in? Hello.
Go on.
Hello.
Yep.
I'm coming in here because it's becoming unbearable to listen to. I don't know who the other lady is. Not Sharma, the other girl.
Emma Wolfe.
Emma. I don't know. It's becoming unbearable to listen to this mantra that these people come out with. They can't distinguish between a corrective smack and an assault on the child. They're incapable of doing that. That they can lecture parents on how to go about raising their own children. I mean,
I didn't use the word assault. I didn't use the word assault, and I have acknowledged that there is a very grey line.
That you are incapable of
listening
between a smack. And I'll tell you what I wanted to say earlier was this. Sometimes words can ring in a child's ear long after the sting of a smack has gone. You're also prolonging an issue that would be over and done with very speedily, i.e. these.
And you're showing them that violence is the reaction to them doing wrong.
You're referring to this as violence. You are referring
to it's a physical reaction.
In my opinion, if you
we are showing children not to fight, not to hurt each other, well, then we need to lead by example.
No, what you are doing is interfering in the normal everyday life of parents and children. You are quite prepared, as I said earlier, to drag the family through the court in order that you can impose...
Social services are overworked enough. They're not going to be
prosecuting
middle-class families.
You're no better. You are no better than the next parent on how best to rear a child. You are no better than a parent. So I would advise you to stop lecturing ordinary parents. Find something else that's worthy of your time, but keep out of it.
Okay, Catherine and Ballinahinch. Morning, Catherine.
Good morning. I was driving and I actually pulled my car over to take part in this because the way I look at it is don't tell me to tie my shoelaces unless you've walked in my shoes. I have three small children and I have two of them both special needs. And I have one boy especially, I'm not shouting because I'm on the mobile here, but I have one boy especially of his needs and he would run right out on the road. He has no concept. He would take and he would jump off outside a window if he got the chance. Now, at the end of the day, some days, if he goes to run out onto a road, panic, fear, a wee clip on the back of the hand or a clip in the back of the leg, it's my son, but that's not appropriate. There are some situations that I'm in with my children that sitting down and talking to them actually does not get through. My two boys especially, I have to
No one said parenting is easy.
No, and it's not. But there are times when I actually have to repeat and repeat and repeat. Your front, your back, turn round, your neck, hold your head up. You know, and go on and on and on. And sometimes there's a situation that happens when it's either the safety of your child or it's just teaching them with one slight small clip. But do you know something? You could have got killed there. You could have done yourself so much damage. And that's all I would say is, if people would stop trying to teach other people how to, unless you've walked in my shoes, don't teach me how to tie my shoelaces.
It's not about you, it's about the child. That is unfair to separate the parenting
and the child.
You're not
going to be prosecuted. A middle-class family who's bringing up...
This is not about middle-class. You keep bringing middle-class into it. Nothing to do with classes.
Are overworked with underprivileged families who are inflicting real violence. They're not going
to... Let me tell you something. Can I just say...
Hold on now, one at a time. Hold on. Hold on. Lara, go ahead.
Middle class is not the way to do this argument. There are plenty of people within the middle classes, in the upper classes, within the working classes, within non-working classes, who are bad to their children. This is not about classes. Don't make this a class issue. This is an issue about what we want to do what's best for our children. And all I'm saying is sometimes what happens is in these issues, as these women have come on, is they are trying to protect their children. So if they do something that is construed as maybe a little bit too much, or trust me, you will feel guilty yourself whenever you do something wrong. But the pressures of being the perfect parent are being foisted upon us. And if we want to get them on our side, you do not do it this way.
Do you know what actually would annoy me the most is? I hear parents out on the street and their language is disgusting.
Absolutely right.
Absolutely foul to their children.
And I mentioned emotional abuse and verbal abuse.
At the end of the day, sometimes if my son goes to take away from my hand and run quickly out onto a road, well, I don't think a slap on the back of a hand or the back of the leg is actually doing him any harm. As his mother, I feel I am doing the right by him.
All women callers so far this morning. Gareth in Belfast, I think you're the first man on this. Go ahead, Gareth.
Yeah, I think you do have to clip children sometimes. You can't have a reasoned philosophical argument with the three or four as to why they shouldn't run on the road.
Yeah.
You know, don't clip them. Try and discuss this with them and then let them loose. The stupid ones will get taken care of, and if you don't have stupid children, you don't have stupid adults.
And Darren, morning, Darren.
I don't think I've heard so much cobblers in all my life, Stephen. I've got bladdered more times than enough when I was a child and never done me a pick of harm. Never. Well, I can give you a better example.
Yeah, but presumably you had loving parents. Presumably you had loving parents, Darren. What if a child's in a house where the parents maybe don't care as much as you or my parents did?
Well, Stephen, you're going to get that everywhere, aren't you? If the parents don't care as much as what mine and your parents did, they're still going to bladder the kid anyway.
Darren, I agree with you. I was tapped on the backside as a child many, many times. My parents are loving parents. They didn't do me any harm. But listen, we're not talking about these kind of parents. We're talking about people where lines
have a
clear lines. Sorry,
what you're talking about is carrying everybody the same brush.
That physical violence is not an appropriate reaction.
Yeah,
it doesn't
matter.
Never done me a pick of harm. Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. I was brought up in Monkstown 30 years ago. There was a community policeman. I'll not name his name, but anybody that was brought up in that area would know it. And see, if you stepped out of line, you get a cuff in the ear by that policeman. And I'm telling you, you've seen him coming up the road and you were as good as gold. Look at the kids nowadays. The cops stop and they get a mouthful. A mouthful.
So what do you do? You start hitting them, then you start beating them, then you start... How do you escalate it?
No, obviously not. Obviously not.
With physical violence, you need to just keep escalating it and it just goes out of control. It's not the example we set.
We are getting better here. We are getting better here. We are doing things better here. We are improving all the time as a society. We have a conscience and we want to be kind and considerate. We're doing the right thing. You know, the problem is that we have children across another part of the world who are being...
You think we're getting better? You haven't looked at the figures.
Okay, let's take one more call on this.
We are getting better. We are.
Jan and Ballygan. Morning, Jan.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Jan.
Oh, Stephen, I'm doing my head in listening to that silly woman there. I think you call her Emma. Don't smack children. I'll tell you, I wonder how many children she has. I tell you that, I never heard the like of her in my life. You want to clod her off that radio and never let her on again, I'll tell you that. And any child that is behaving badly needs to slap her in the leg, and that's the end of the story. And I have done it myself, so I'm not bothered listening to that silly woman. I never heard
Thank
the like
you.
Of it. I never heard the like of it in my life. How dare you come on there trying to dictate to people how to bring their children up? Somebody that maybe knows nothing at all about them. Some of these people who think they are social workers and they're social nothing because they don't even know how to bring a child up themselves. They don't even have a child. How dare you come to tell people how to rear their children? I never heard the like of it in my life.
I think you're proving my point that once you resort to personal abuse, you've lost the argument.
No, when I tell you, you've definitely lost the argument because I wish that I was near you. I'll tell you that now. Because any child that... We see the sample of the children today in this world today and the sample of them when I was being reared and the sample of them my children were being reared. Well-mannered, brought-up children. And if they needed a smack in the back of the leg, they got a smack. And don't you be bringing that into people who abuse children, because people who abuse children don't care about smacking or any other thing. They'll still abuse children behind closed doors. How dare you try to dictate to people? You cheeky thing.
Well, now, hold on a minute. Let's be slightly more respectful to each other, Jan.
Well, yes, that's all right.
I don't think she knows what the word respect means.
Goodness sake.
But I think that's why people get irate, because then they are doing something from a good place and then they feel disrespected by...
Everybody I've heard this morning is extremely defensive and is defending their own behaviour. They've clearly lost the argument.
No, they haven't lost the argument. You've lost the argument because you've lost the chance to win them over. You need to win them over. You need to bring people with you whenever you want to make the world a better place, and you can't just do it by imposing it. You can't just tarnish everybody with the same brush. That's what happens. And
okay, all of you adults are extremely confused, and children end up taking the brunt of the punishment. That's the truth.
You see the sample out of that woman there? That's the way she was reared.
Okay, enough. All right. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you, Lada. Morning to you, Emma.